This is a podcast for the Sovereign Hill Museums Association, Ballarat.
Hello, I'm Jan Croggan, one of the historians at Sovereign Hill. The lithograph entitled The 28th Regiment at Cutthroat is a picture of a famous battle, and the original is presently held in the National Gallery of Victoria. It was painted in 1875 by Elizabeth Thompson, Lady Butler. It features a battle which took place in June 1815 at a place in Belgium, in Europe, called Cutthroat, a tiny hamlet at a crossroads, 18 kilometres south of Brussels, the capital of Belgium. The battle was between the French Empire, commanded by Napoleon Bonaparte, and the 7th Coalition of the United Kingdom, the United Netherlands, Hanover, Nassau and Brunswick. France had 20,000 men, the Coalition had 35,000. Visitors can see a copy of this lithograph in the Charlie Napier Hotel at Sovereign Hill, Ballarat. What do you see when you look at this lithograph? Well, you can see British soldiers of the 28th North Gloucestershire Regiment, known as the Glorious Gloucesters, who have formed an infantry square to resist waves of French cavalry at Cutthroat in Belgium on the 16th of June 1815. An infantry square was a combat formation which infantry units assumed when threatened with cavalry attack. The painting shows mounted soldiers attacking the British soldiers. In the centre of the infantry square, we can see the unit's colours, which, with its commander, were always positioned at the centre of the square. A reserve was also held in the centre to reinforce any side of the square weakened by attacks. Wellington's army at Waterloo formed infantry squares of 500 men in four ranks, in tight formations of less than 20 metres in length upon any side. So what happened at Cutthroat? In March 1815, Napoleon had escaped from the Isle of Elba, where he had been imprisoned. As he marched to Paris, collecting armies as he went, the armies of Europe mobilised in fear and panic against him. In June, Napoleon marched into Belgium, but no one was sure where he was going to turn up and fight. The Duke of Wellington was charged with defending Brussels, and on the night of the 15th of June 1815, he called out his troops to move towards the outposts of a village called Waterloo. He was supposed to be helping his ally, the Prussian army, which was fighting the French nearby at Ligny, but the British army arrived too late to be of any assistance. So Wellington engaged the French at Cutthroat, a very small village located at the important crossroads on the road to Brussels. These crossroads were of strategic importance, because if Wellington could control them, he would be able to meet up with his Prussian allies and create a combined force which would outnumber that of Napoleon. So what happened? The British line wavered, but held at Cutthroat. But the Prussians, the British allies, were beaten by Napoleon's forces at Ligny and retreated. This forced Wellington to make a strategic withdrawal back along the Brussels road. He quickly and cleverly retreated to a place called Mont Saint-Jean, and this move placed him in an excellent tactical position to engage Napoleon at Waterloo 2 days later. Napoleon pursued Wellington and his troops, rather than completing his rout of the Prussian army. This allowed the Prussian army to regroup, and they were able to enter the Battle of Waterloo 2 days later and play a significant part in achieving an Allied victory. So this decision of Napoleon's to engage and fight Wellington was therefore a mistake which probably, in part at least, cost him the Battle of Waterloo and changed the course of history. Why was the Battle of Cutthroat important? The French Revolution had already unleashed abroad in Europe a new democratic spirit, and the defeat of Napoleon at Waterloo allowed these ideas of liberty, equality and fraternity, and the battle against tyranny, to flourish in the public understanding. Waterloo and its precursor, Cutthroat, ended the political and military career of Napoleon Bonaparte, one of the greatest commanders and statesmen in history. These battles definitively ended the series of wars that had convulsed Europe and involved many regions of the world since the French Revolution of the early 1790s. The Allied victory achieved a peace between Britain and France, which was to endure until after the Second World War. And finally, it set the stage for the emergence of Germany as a world power in Europe, the consequences of which, ultimately, could be said to have kick-started events leading to World War I. And so Britain's Queen Victoria ruled for 64 years over a peaceful, prosperous and powerful British Empire, which included, of course, the colonies of Australia. Some of the soldiers who fought at Waterloo actually came to Australia. The 40th Regiment, which had a proud record at Waterloo, was sent to Ballarat during the Goldfields unrest in 1854 and famously fought at the Battle of the Eureka Stockade in Ballarat in December 1854.